Former Governors Michael Dukakis and William Weld joined North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright and Mass MoCA visionary Thomas Krenz at Western Gateway Heritage State Park for a press conference attended by about 75 people. The site is one in a series of heritage parks established across Massachusetts under Dukakis in the 1980s. The former railroad yard is home to businesses, a restaurant, and the city's history museum, but truly transformative development has languished, according to Alkenbright.
The potential within the boundaries of this historic location, its connection to our industrial past, its connection to our railroad, its connection and its relevance to this city have never been fully realized.
Krenz outlined plans for a 32,000 square foot extreme model railroading and architecture museum at the site, calling the concept a theme park for people 4 to 104.
Trains used to be toys. These are no longer toys. This is a Union Pacific Challenger, and there's a company in Michigan that does extreme research to be able to make an exact model replica. And it's an operating O scale, but these are operating computers. They can be programmed to do virtually anything. I mean, they can program for scale speed. They have all kinds of sounds attached to it. You can program the tracks. You can avoid collisions. I mean, they are amazing devices.
Krenz expects the Railroading Museum to showcase detailed replicas of cities and iconic buildings like Grand Central Station with 50 to 100 trains running at one time. The museum would require about 60 employees in addition to 60 construction jobs. Dukakis says he's been very frustrated with the Heritage Park program, especially the one in North Adams, which was created to celebrate railroading.
You know, back in the 80s when we were just beginning to talk about Mass MoCA, it was so hopeless here. I mean, people just were despairing of whether or not North Adams could come back and North County could come back. And believe me, we had tried almost everything and nothing seemed to be working until Tom Krenz comes along and says, we can do a museum in the Sprague Mills. And, it sounded like a crazy idea, but it turned out to be not so crazy an idea.
Krenz's other project is a 160,000 square foot global contemporary art museum at the city's airport. Ideas for the building include using all natural and no artificial light, featuring wide open spaces built at less than $200 per square foot.
And what we're talking about is building a large, efficient, inexpensive exhibition space that would showcase a whole new echelon of contemporary art, and it would fit perfectly between what Mass MoCA is doing with Artists in Depth and what the Clark is doing. And our idea is that this would be entirely privately financed because there are people who are interested in building collections and seeing those collections on display.
With the two downtown projects and the art museum on Route 2, Weld says the new attractions will solidify a six-mile cultural corridor between North Adams and Williamstown.
It's another step in the road to realizing that the arts and culture offerings of Western Massachusetts are arguably superior to those east of Route 495.
Krenz also announced a renewed push to revitalize the 1,200-seat Mohawk Theater, which opened in 1938 as a site for film festivals. He says the theater, Mass MoCA, and the Model Railroading Museum will create a triangle of attractions within downtown North Adams. With further study coming, Krenz says the projects are at least 2 years off. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.